blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Blessings to all of you. My name is Mary, and welcome to Live Better with God. Hope you have an amazing weekend after you hear this. And today we're going to be talking about promises, and we're going to be using the Word of God, which is in Proverbs 16:3, and it says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." I wanted to explain about this because sometimes we just think that creating a plan will always get us far enough or close enough for our plans or our goals in life. And the truth be told by so many, that when you have a purpose, or at least your mind and your soul are centered to be and do your best to be close to God, which is your heart and your mind is synchronized, everything that happens in your life start to happen for a good reason. Maybe that plan for doing your own business, or that plan that you have to keep studying, is not working for you because maybe that's not in God's plan for you to do it right now. Or maybe that job that you want is not the one that is good for you. Maybe it has a high pay, or is more appealing for you in your moment. But when you put your trust in God, everything happens for you to be okay, be better than okay, be good. Because God wants to give you the best that He has to offer you. And that's the importance of this. We have promises. God has this promise that if you follow Him, everything that happens in your life would be for the best. Because what better thing in life than doing the plans of God, which is not far from what your heart desires or your heart wants. So this happens a lot, and I include myself on it. So I try many ways to do many things, and none of them worked. None of them. So eventually God used another person in my life and told me, like, you need to stop, because you're doing things for your future that is not accord to, you know, maybe just try to think that whatever you want to do, God doesn't want you to do that. Maybe that's the reason why you have so many obstacles to do it. And it got me thinking, well, maybe, because the truth was that I wanted to study and do another degree, and I sent papers and a lot of admission papers, and none of them appeared. None of them. So, well, maybe that person lost them, but the truth was that something in my heart told me, like, you're not ready right now. But I didn't listen. I just wanted to continue to do the plan that I established for me to get to a goal that I didn't quite sure know if I really wanted. And sometimes we need to listen to what your heart tells you, because that's where actually God tells you before anybody else. We just don't listen. So now I just try to listen to what I understand is okay, and I put them in God's hand before doing them. And I say, well, God, if this is what you allow me to do, let me do it the best I can. And he has shown me the way to do things that I didn't know I could be capable of doing. So that's the thing that happens when you allow yourself to trust in God. And as weird as it seems, or as messy of things may seem in your head, your heart, if it's with God, is in a good place. So hope you have an amazing weekend. Blessings to all of you. And I will continue publishing the next episode. Remember that we publish one episode in Spanish, one episode in English, and we alternate them eventually. So the next episode will be about promises, but in version in Spanish, and the next episode will be about miracles. So see you guys in the next episode, and blessings to all of you.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.